Happy Easter. And all those online as well, can you turn to your neighbor left and right, say Happy Easter. Amen. We are doing a series that called Footstep of Jesus. Say with me, Footstep. All right. What is this footstep all about? Footstep of Jesus. We are talking about sermon series about the meaning of his life and how it affects us. Okay. In that sense, okay, this is Easter series and we are doing a six part. We are just at the midway. We have three more to go. But next week, okay, you're in for a good treat. Okay. Pastor Jojo and Ida will be with us. And some of you probably first time, okay, be with us. Pastor Jojo, way back, we are now in the 18th year, okay? You think about 18 years ago, he and his family, okay, they uproot themselves, okay, to be with us, okay, planting the church here in Penang, that's where we are, okay, setting the base, having that kind of apostolic, okay, kind of anointing, okay, came, okay, to plant our church, okay, in Penang, all right? Now, so with that, these six parts, so for those who just join us, just quick recap, and then we'll talk about part three, all right? Now, 1 Peter 2:21, can you read this with me? 1, 2, 3. To do this, you have been called because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his footsteps. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, even as we celebrate Easter, knowing, oh God, Lord, the last few days, okay, it's called Good Friday. It's called good in a sense because you came. You came and died for each and every one of us. Many, Lord, will not understand what does it mean by good. But Father, because we are touched by you, we understand what is it called a Good Friday. Father, today we want to uphold today into your hands. Okay, may your message, oh God, Lord, as we look in the life of Jesus, help us to grow deeper in you. We give thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. All right, now, we are saying that in this series, we'll go through the full step of Jesus. The first part two is about his year one. Today, we're going to enter his part two, part year two, okay, part three and part four. And then we'll look at the last part, okay, where we see Jesus on the journey, okay, to the cross. So for a quick recap, this one we're going to do. The first one, we say Jesus is called, where we look at Mark 1. Okay, Mark 1 itself, okay, there's so many things, okay, that you can really discover. How many of you have been reading the book, the Gospel of Mark? Okay, so this month, read, okay, my Siri turned on, okay, now. Everybody read the Gospel of Mark, okay, this month, all right, now. When we talk about Jesus' call, I talk about the calling of Jesus. Jesus knew his calling right from his young age, and with that, he continued to pursue his calling and live out, okay, his calling. Okay, you missed that, you got to go back to our podcast. Now, but the first step for us to take, okay, is that we all must know that every one of us are called. Okay, tell your neighbor left, right. Remember, you are called. Okay, all right now. How many of you remember that when we say you are called, do you know how many of us are called, but not many obey? Okay, that's the phrase right now. So we think about that. God calls us when we are so busy. When you find that it's so hard to give your time to the Lord, well, that is the moment, all right, that you need to really consider. And when God calls us, it's always we are not ready. Why? Because when you are not ready, you know it is God, it's not us, all right? When it's hard to teach someone who know everything, right? So when you're not ready, you really rely, okay, on our Lord, okay, Jesus Christ. In part two, okay, part two, we talk about Jesus get allies and opposition. Now, some of us say, who are Jesus' allies? Okay, besides all the 12 disciples, Jesus had people who came and ministered to him, supply, okay, and assist, okay, Jesus while on earth. All right, some of them, you can probably read about story of Mary and Martha. You hear about Mary Magdalene, all right? You hear about Lazarus, okay, the brother, the three siblings, okay, in the family, they come and welcome Jesus into their home. Probably you also read Joanna, okay, you read about Susanna, okay, some of you wondering what name you want to have. Oh, this is a very nice name, all right? My elder brother named her daughter Joanna and Susanna. So it's in the more hip is Joanne and Suzanne. Okay, that was my niece's name. So these are some of the allies, okay, that you read about, okay, in the Bible. But when you talk about opposition, right, I told you about the four Jewish sects. There's also the Roman authorities, the scribes, the Herodians, the common people. We didn't really talk about that. But I told you about the four Jewish sects. Okay, in that sense, when I talk about the zealots, okay, we talk about Essenes, we talk about the Pharisees, we talk about the Sadducees. The whole idea of telling you this to give you a framework when you read the Bible. Okay, telling you all these false Jewish sects is not asking you to become one of them, okay? It's not, huh? I'm not asking you, okay, wow, study so much about Pharisees. Am I going to become Pharisees? No, no, no. It's not talking about all those. But what these are the people that already existing, okay, way before, or probably in the second BC, okay, they were already there, okay, and they come to oppose, okay, Jesus because, okay, of the law and all those that they stand for. All right, now. Today, we're going to go part three, Jesus go mainstream. Okay, what are you supposed to follow? Remember, we talked about the second part when Jesus began ministry. There was a temptation of Jesus. Rightfully, when you look at the word, when you look at the root word, it's about a test. Okay, all of us, okay, will be tested. Do we love tests? I don't need to use the word love, okay? Do you like tests? No, nobody likes tests. But we all know, if you are tested, that means you are, after that, you are trustworthy because you are tested already. All right, now, how are we to follow? I talk about that, know who you are, because when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil, okay, test Jesus, all right, and question him about his identity. So all of us must know our identity. Who you are in Christ makes a lot of difference because devil works two ways only. One, he lied to you, okay, he caused doubt in your mind. Okay, the other one is causing temptation from the outside, doubt also from the inside, but also the outside, okay, that the devil works. So apply the word, because that's how you're going to overcome, okay, temptation and grow in prayer and fasting. Do you see that when you read the news and all those, the revival, okay, that's taking place, it all begins with prayer. People love, okay, to pray and seek God and under their knees and repentance and all those. All right, so that is wonderful, all right? Grow your spiritual life. Okay, today we're going to go part three. Okay, we'll talk about Jesus go mainstream. Say mainstream. Okay, this is one word probably we don't really use, all right? But what does that mean? When Jesus go mainstream, we are talking about Jesus enter the year two of his ministry. When we look at the timeline, okay? Now, this is really helpful, okay, when you do a studies on that. And in that Middle East, you have the fall, winter, spring, and summer. And with that help us, okay, to look at the timeline, okay, of Jesus. All right, now, when Jesus go mainstream, that means Jesus enter a year of popularity. All right, and what does that mean? Okay, to us is that Jesus became famous. How many famous people you know? How many of you want to become famous? Oh, you're already famous. Right now, so you got to look at when Jesus enter mainstream. All of them today all famous. They don't get the chance. Peter don't get the chance to wear the Roman hat, so they want to wear. All right, Judas also. Okay, I can see that. Okay, Jesus also want to wear the Roman cap. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, everybody wants to be famous in some way or another. All right, now we're going to look at this passage, Mark, in Mark chapter 1, and later on we look at Mark chapter 6 as well. Mark 1 verse 27, 28 says, and they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority? He command even the unclean spirit, because remember we talked about the 400 years of silence, and now then you have John Baptist preparing the way, and then in the fullness of time, okay, Jesus came. Okay, now, he command even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. And at once, his fame spread everywhere, everything, all at once. Okay, now, throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. That's Jesus. Went to mainstream. Everybody know, okay, who Jesus is. Okay, but at this point of time, in other words, when we say mainstream, Jesus became popular and famous, and Jesus ministered extensively and travel places from one town to another. How many of your job calls you in that manner? Travel Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Ipoh, all the Poh. Okay, now then go Thailand, go all the way up Indochina, Indochina. So you have go to Laos, Vietnam, or Cambodia, the side, or go to this side, Middle East. Okay, or you travel extensively. Alright, or go US, Middle East, all those, okay, so you travel, you become famous and most wanted. Alright, now, the way we go with our series, we'll talk a bit of facts, we'll talk a bit about faith. Okay, today we want to look at Mark chapter 6, and then What are the footsteps you're going to follow? Okay, a bit of the facts. I want to look at, okay, the land, okay, the Holy Land, okay, during Jesus' time, all right? And amazing, because you and I, we traveled together with Evin Su during the time when Every Nation, Malaysia, Pastor Tin, Pastor Vito, okay, we all organized that trip, okay, for us to go to, okay, about what? Close to 40 of us, okay, traveled to the Holy Land in 2018. So each time right now, when I read the Bible, I say, oh yeah, it's over here. Oh yeah, it's over here. Oh, I can have an impression, okay, how the place looked like. I no time to show you all the photos, all right, now. But with that sense, try to search a bit more. Okay, the land during Jesus' time, the region, is somehow there are five areas, okay? You have the Judea, you have the Galilee, Samaria, which you read. And now when I'm telling you, when you read the Bible, hope that it will become alive, okay, to you. And over this side, so this is the west, okay? This is the east, all right? So there's another place called Decapolis, Perea, all right? Now, Decapolis means 10 cities coming together. And then two seas, okay, that you got to mark, okay, where is the Sea of Galilee, and then the second one is the Dead Sea, all right? Now, when you think about Dead Sea, means nothing lives there. You throw the fish there, it die. Okay, you throw a prawn there, it die. You throw yourself inside, you float. Okay, you float, okay? Now, so we were also there. It's crazy, okay? Everybody goes there, want to apply all the mud all over their body, except the ice, okay? Now, so fun, okay, to be there. All right, now, just to give you a bit of some of these places, towns and cities that Jesus traveled. I can't tell you everything, all right? You can probably look into that as well. So, Judea, let's begin with Judea, is the southernmost region, and become the center of religious center, all right? So when we talk about last week, the Zealots, the Essenes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they all here. This is their home, okay? This is their home. So Jerusalem is the place when you read, everybody goes there, okay, for Passover festival, okay, they will go to Jerusalem, all right? Now, when you talk about Bethlehem, where's Bethlehem? Bethlehem, that's a place of long time ago in Bethlehem. Okay, Bethlehem is where Jesus was born, all right? And then, what else? How many of you remember Bethany? Okay, the home of Mary, Martha, okay, and Lazarus. Okay, that was Bethany, Jesus raised, okay, the dead. Remember, there's also a time when a woman who poured her alabaster flask, okay, which Jesus is also there. All right, now, Jericho, where's Jericho? Jericho is also over there. Okay, there's a place, what? When you read the book of Joshua, Jericho. Okay, it's also the place where Jesus healed a blind man. When you talk about Jesus, saw Zacchaeus is also there. All right, now, the journey that we went those days, We landed in Jordan. And it was an interesting journey because, okay, we entered Jordan and we entered cross the Jordan River. Okay, called Jordan River. And the first town we went was Jericho. Alright, it was the feeling of the Israelites done with their 40 years of wilderness. And then we crossed the Jordan River and then into the Promised Land. Oh, it's just wonderful. Alright, now, Jericho is also a place where Jesus healed the blind man of Bartimaeus. Okay, now, Emmaus. Okay, Emmaus is a story where we all like to read about after Jesus' resurrection. Okay, Jesus resurrected, he walked with two disciples. As he walked with two disciples, Jesus was asking these two disciples, what has just happened? And then the disciples, are you the only one do not know what has happened? And they thought that Jesus was the gardener. All right. So, in interesting story. So, Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. So, after that, he walked. Okay. He was talking about Emmaus. Okay. So, it's all nearby. So, the walking distance. All right. Now, last week, I told you about the Essenes. And then the other people say everything's corrupted. So, they don't want to do anything with the temple. So, they move out. And then they move to the wilderness. All right. Now, then later on, in 1947, they discover what? They discover the Dead Sea Scroll, all right? Can you see Qumran? So that was where the Dead Sea Scroll were found. Okay, over here. All right, so it's near the Dead Sea. Okay, so the essence was there. So when you read and also learning about that, you can somehow know. So Dead Sea, will it tell you? Dead Sea means nothing lives there. How many of you know how kiam, okay, what's the word used? Salinity, okay, of the Dead Sea. You know, when you're hospital, you see people in hospital, they are given the, you go and read, natrium chloride or sodium chloride. Do you know what's the percentage of the salinity? Doctor, nurses, anyone? Okay. It's about 0.7. Okay, 0.7. Dead Sea is 34%. That's crazy, all right? That's why nothing lives there. Normal sea, 3.5. Mine is Kopi C. Okay, let's move on. Next one, Galilee. Let's go to Galilee. Okay, Galilee is all the happening, okay, in Galilee because Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth. Okay, grew up in Nazareth. So I remember after Jericho, the bus took us, okay, to Nazareth, that's where we are. Now, you see in Nazareth, all things that's happening. You see Cana was just nearby, right? So it's like the first miracle that took place. Okay, Jesus on Nazareth, then he go to a nearer town where the wedding is, all right? Now, then you go up, Capernaum is known as the town of Jesus. Really, you hear me say before, you go to that town, they put out there the town of Jesus, all right? If you go to Tolentan, you see what? The town of Pastor Jonathan. No, it doesn't appear there, all right? Okay, so it's the town of the leading tower. Then you see the Bethsaida, right? The healing and all those that took place. All right, now sometimes you read about the Sea of, how to pronounce, Tiberias. So when you read about Sea of Galilee or Lake Tiberias, how to pronounce that? Okay, so it's the same sea, okay, that it's talking about, okay? All right, I hope that's enough for the Galilee. Then after, in between these two, you see Samaria. Okay, Samaria, what happened in Samaria? Just now there's one more, okay? I'll also circle this town called Nain. Okay, I really like this story, Nain, because if you read the story of what happened in the town of Nain, okay, was the family whose sons has just died. Okay, died as they moved the body, okay, out, okay, to be buried. Okay, died. Okay, remember I talked about this, and Jesus came. Jesus came, touched the edge. Okay, and the young man, okay, became alive. Then the whole town, there's a phrase written, the whole town said that, wow, God visited us today. That's amazing. Okay, you can, okay, read the story, okay, in Luke chapter 7. Okay, so now, in between Judea and Galilee is where, okay, this region called Samaria. Not much that you read about, but the story of the Samaritan woman is there, which is the town called Sychar. All right, Sychar. Okay, so that is a name and the location that probably you think when you read that one again, once again, that's over there. And the same time, which means you also found the well of Jacob is also there. All right, so let's give you, okay, a picture of all those. Right now, next one. Okay, next one. Caesarea Philippi, why I want to highlight that? That's right at the north. That was the place where Jesus asked a question. Last week, I also mentioned that when Jesus said, what do you think, who do you think the people say I am? Then they say what? You are John the Baptist, Elijah, and all those. So it was this location that Jesus asked that question. Okay, and then Jesus also said to Peter, who do you say I am? He asked the disciple, who do you say I am? And Peter is the one who answered. All right, you are the Son of the living God. And where Jesus said, it's the Holy Spirit who has revealed, okay, this to you. All right? Now, I also read out a bit of the place of Jesus' transfiguration. I think I'll just leave it like this. You have this Mount Tabor and also Mount Hermon. All right? So whether transfiguration happens here or happened here. We went to Mount Tabor. We didn't manage to go to Mount Hermon. Okay, that's what I remember. All right. Okay, so a bit of that to help us in terms of facts. Okay, at least you know where is Belize, where is Alor Star, where is Kuala Lumpur, Where is Mentakap? Okay, where is Johor? Where is Pahang? And all those. Okay, so that helps us out. Now, talking about faith of Jesus, we want to look at this part where Jesus go mainstream and you knowing all the cities that basically Jesus travel. Okay, the whole Holy Land. Now, we were at Jordan, and the guy from Jordan, Jordanian, was telling us all this location and all those. But today, is all this side is all Jordan. This is Holy Land. And then you have Palestine. You have all different sections. But this tour guide was saying, you all must know, during those days, there's no like the kind of, you have to cross border with passport and all those. It's just one piece of land. Okay, because he's trying to explain to us Moses at which part, and then where was he standing, where he was looking at the promised land and all those. Okay, it's just interesting, okay, to think back about that. All right, now, talking about Jesus go mainstream and thinking about being popular and successful. How many of you maybe don't want to be popular, you want to be successful? If you're successful, you also become popular, lah, true. Okay, you don't want to be popular and then not successful, right? So the popular and successful come hands in hand. But to be popular is one thing. To be successful is another thing. But to become both of it is a big thing. Okay, what are you talking about? All right, now, I want to say that everybody wants it. Everybody dreams of it. And everybody chase of it, right? But not knowing what is ahead, okay, that is coming. All right, now, we want to unpack that a bit more. Now, look at the Mark chapter 1. Some of those verses to show, okay, how Jesus, okay, rise to popularity. Okay, Mark 1:32-34. The evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demon to speak because they knew Jesus. So this is chapter 1. Jesus don't want many people to know that yet, okay, but the news went all out. So you can read those in that beginning. He already healing the sick. He has cast out demons and all those. All right, continue. Next verse, 36-37. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. So he was so busy, right? Become so famous and all those. He went away. And Simon and those who were with him searched for Jesus. Jesus like playing hide and seek with them. And they found Jesus and said to him. So Simon's come and said to Jesus. Simon is Peter. Everyone is looking for you. And Jesus said to them, let us go to the next town that I may preach there also. For that is why I came out. Isn't it interesting? They're all looking for Jesus. Jesus don't bother, okay, about that. Let's go on. Jesus is very focused, okay, for what God has called him to do. Okay, and not to entertain on people looking for him. Now, the end of the day, when we look at these two scriptures, question that we need to ask ourselves, the people are looking for healing. The people are looking for some kind of supernatural thing. All right, so question for all of us will be, are we chasing the healing or are we looking for the healer? Okay, when we think about that, also the same, are we chasing after blessing, or we really want to look for, okay, the blesser, all right? So, some of the things, okay, when you think about Jesus rise to popularity, okay? Now, the next one, Jesus became the most successful person in history. Some of us probably know some of your friends, whoever that you have read, probably today they are the most successful person, okay, in our entire world right now. But let me tell you that Jesus, okay, is the most successful person in history. Let me just read down a few things for you. Think about what Jesus has done in the span of 3 years. Think about it, in 3 years. He started out by calling 12 disciples, 12 imperfect individuals. Sometimes we want to look for people, we want to look at perfect, pass all exam, A, never fail anything. Okay, then you serve. And this one is Jesus appointed or call, okay, 12 imperfect individuals. Remember, they enter the town and the disciples say, call fire, kill all of them. He called them to himself and discipled them and started a religion which is the largest today. He has shaped civilization, all right? There's one time I was saying that there are two guys who changed the world by the mouse. That one is the one who designed Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney, And the other mouse was the mouse. Okay, now. Number three. Okay, he performed miracles, healed the sick, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the lame, the lepers, raised the dead. We have not met. Okay, another one. Okay, like Jesus. He raised the 12 disciples who then became apostles and succeeded him, established the early church. That's where, they continue till today. He lives, he redeems, he loves, he forgives, he challenges the norm, he died, he rose, he fulfilled his mission. Friends, 3 years. Think about, what will you do in 3 years? What will you accomplish in a span of 3 years? To finish a degree, 3 years, 4 years. To find a wife, 3 years or 4 years. Or find a husband. Think about your studies. Wow, primary school, 6 years. Secondary, 5 years. Do form six, another two years. We have teaching college students with us now. I ask, okay, how long is your course in the teaching college? 5 years. 6 years, 5 years, another 5 years. Okay, now. Think about all your personal achievement, your family, your work, business. Okay, think about reaching the lost. You want to reach someone who do not know Jesus. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or some even 10 years. Okay, what about life group? What about church? What would we have done in the span of 3 years? Just amazing, okay, Jesus' life. Then go to the next question, okay. What does being popular and success mean to you? Because we understand success and being popular, everybody has your own definition. And go back thinking about all this, okay. Do you want to be popular in your studies? You want to be successful in your studies and all those? It also carry another meaning, okay, for each and every one of us. Right now, talking about who and what Jesus is, wow, I keep on searching, names keep on appearing. So now I'm looking at the time, whether I can read all of them or not. Maybe it will take a few hours to read who Jesus is. Just read some, He's an advocate, he's almighty, he's Alpha and Omega, he's the author and finisher of our faith, he's the bread of life. He's a carpenter. He's the chief cornerstone. He is Christ, Jesus. He's the deliverer. He's the door. He's the Emmanuel. He's faithful and true. He's friend of sinners. He's a good shepherd. He's the head of the church. He's the high priest. He's the holy one. He's the one who say, I am. Okay, he is the judge. He's the king of Jews. When he died on the cross, okay, they put a crown again on him and put a tag, okay, saying he's the king of Jews, king of kings, lamb of God, light of the world, lion of Judah. He's the Lord, Jesus Lord. He is Lord. He's a master. He's a mediator. He's a Messiah. He's a mighty God. He's the only begotten son. He's a physician. He's a prince of peace. He's a prophet. Shall I continue? Okay, let's continue. All right. He's the rabbi. He's the redeemer. He's the resurrection and life. He's the righteous one. He's the rock. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the savior. He's the son of David. He's the son of God, son of man, son of most high. He's the teacher. He's the way, the truth, and life. Okay, he's the wine. He's the true wine. He's a wonderful counselor. And he's the word of God. So, everything. Okay, talking about A to Z. Jesus has everything. And he's the most successful person in entire history. We only got one name. And that's your name. All right, now. So think about what you have done in these 3 years. It's really something mind-blogging. Now, what's the result of being popular and succeeding and growing? And then we have all these footsteps that we follow. When you think about wanting to be popular and to succeed and growing and all those, when you are popular, everybody look for you. And with that, it produces, success will produce opportunities, many opportunities. People will look for you. Yes. And I'm trying to say no to so many things, okay? And then the other one is, when that happened, it create a world of busyness. Sometimes you think, why you're so busy, all right? Then maybe you have become popular, okay, now, or successful in whatever. They will search for you. I remember my younger days, my brother, myself, my sister, okay, we give tuitions in a small town, all right? Our schedule is so packed. It was crazy because every half an hour we quickly rush home and sleep for half an hour before we go to the next to teach another student in another place. We have people who search for us, knock on our door. I say, oh, who is this auntie? We don't know him or don't know her. All right, and they are looking for tuition teachers. Now, when you are in that moment, many of us will fall into this. Okay, we will trade. I mean, you ended up will trade your R&R, which is your rest and relationship. the time that probably you needed to spend time with your family, spend time with your spouse. When all this moment, when we say family is important, my wife is important, my husband is important, my son is important, all those, but you realize all your hours is all stuck in the working world, all right? And we come to that moment, somehow, we got to be careful, okay, which is, well, you lost the purpose and your life, okay? Because when work comes in, more opportunity comes in, that means more work, more money, more work. Somehow, your life can get a bit greedy, okay, because, okay, of the offer, okay, that's given, all right? Now, moving forward, so what would you do? Some of the things that probably you know or probably you need it to know. Okay, not every opportunity that comes by is meant for you. You know, not everything comes you grab, all right? When opportunity knocks, learn to evaluate. Is this what God calls you to do? Assess how ready you are. Make a decision and take action, all right? Whether yes or no. Watch out when success arrives. Many people forget, okay, the reason why they do what they do. All right, now, let's move on. How to sustain yourself in the season of success and growth. Okay, we are talking about Jesus go mainstream. He has become popular. He's become so successful. If you become that moment, what do you do? All right, is it okay to be popular? Yes. Is it okay to be successful? Yes, of course. We want everybody to be successful, all right, now, and grow. Now, look at this passage, Mark 6, okay, verse 30 onwards. The apostle returned to Jesus and told him. So the apostle went out, minister, okay, the ministry is just great. Told him that all they have done and taught. Thank God the disciples went, and then they came back as apostle, they report to Jesus. Some people, they went, they didn't come back, right? Okay, and he said to them, come away by yourself to a desolate place and rest a while. Oh, that's Jesus. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. All busy people, you got time to eat and take rest? Okay, oh, very quiet. You eat very well, right? Okay, that means, okay. And they went away in the boat into a desolate place by themselves. Now this, many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Now, I want to give you some steps, okay, footsteps that you can follow. Look at this. Number one, what Jesus say is, number one, set apart. Decide to come away. So the apostles are all busy. They went out to minister, and then they came back, right? The first thing Jesus says to say to the apostles who are his disciples, Jesus said this, come away by yourself to a desolate place and rest a while. Wow. Or you come back, work again, work now. Get more assignments, you work. Companies are like that. It send you out. The moment you finish, supposed to go home, more work is given. Right now, Jesus said, come away, set apart. So for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, right? And they went away, so they went away in the boat. Wow, Jesus sent them to cruise. This coming, when Pastor Joseph come, we're going to take leaders, okay, who, thank you for all those who responded. There are about close to 40 of us, right? So we're going to take 2 days and 1 day, okay, away. Okay, we're going to go to somewhere in the upper, okay, so we're going to have Pastor Jojo minister to us. I was just talking to him, and he was saying that one of the need that every leaders need to know is about your soul. So you're going to talk about the soul, okay, of the leader together with Ida. All right, now, so that is the first step, set apart, decide. You must decide, okay, to come away. Second one, select a place. So coming to back, the word says, come away by yourself to a desolate place. You need to decide, okay, a place. If you don't decide, nothing will happen. If you don't say mark on your calendar, nothing will happen. In my seminary right now, our preaching coach, wanting all of us, you see, all of us, sure, very busy, sure, say no to a lot of things. It become our assignment, okay, in these 3 years that we must have and report and mark, must tell everybody which date, which place that you're going to do, come away, away, okay, from everything and have spent time, okay, with the Lord, come away, okay, set your calendar, set a place, okay. Now, next one, step three, Now, before we go to step 3, this is verse 33, right? This is now when we read verse 32. Okay, Jesus said, come away. Okay, go away and get a place. Now, right after that, it's interesting when Jesus said, come away, more work, my friend, more work. He says here, verse 33, now many saw them going, they're going for holiday, right? They're going for holiday. Now, they recognize these are the crowd, and they ran on foot, okay, from all the towns and got ahead of them. Can you imagine? So now here, just imagine, let's say pastor say, okay, everybody, let's go. We're going to go for holiday. But all these people wanting to come to Jesus, they run on foot ahead of them. They know that they are going to this town. They run ahead of them. And they're all there. We are here. How many of you like to go honeymoon? All your friends, family, all waiting for you at the other side, okay? Where you want to have nobody disturb. Okay, now. Verse 34, when he went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and Jesus began to teach them many things. Wow. Work never ends, my friend. Okay, continue. So step 3, you need to specify a time. All right, away from your norm. Everything that you do every day, you got to get away. So verse 35, so he come then, when he grew late, his disciples came to Jesus and said, this is a desolate place, and the hour now late. Right? So we got to specify a time, okay, from the norm. Okay. Number 4. Have a simple plan. Okay, I go to Mark 1:35, then 6:46. What Jesus do, okay, with the disciples. And rising early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place where there he prayed. So what does that mean now when you choose all these places? Place that will not distract you, away from all distraction, all the best, no Wi-Fi, no connection, whatever, all right, that can distract you, just you, okay, and, okay, God. Mark 6:46, and after he had taken leave, I like this. Go back, take leaves. Of course, it's not meant for applying to take leave. But I just like the word was there. After he had taken leave, okay, of them, he went up on the mountain, okay, to pray. Wow. All right. I hope this is some of the footsteps, okay, that we can follow. Okay, when you find yourself so busy, when you find yourself you have no time, when you find yourself that you have become so popular, everybody looking for you, you are so successful, you did this. A good amen. All right, Can I have the musician back? We're going to pray. Now, some of the application question is to ask question that I've said this now, okay, have you made a decision, okay, to live a life set apart? Set apart your time, a specific place. Nobody disturb you, all right? Your phone cannot be reached, okay, and a simple plan. Simple plans are this. Your Bible, a journal, and your pen. Okay, there you go. All right, let's pray. I hope this one means something to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, even as we remember Jesus, the life of Jesus, and the footstep, Lord, that we want to take. Father, Jesus is showing us, okay, when times we have come busy, times, Lord, we become successful, times, Lord, that we don't even have time for our own family. Needless to say, Lord, things that we want to do for you and church as well. Father, today I want to commit our life before you. That is, oh God, Lord, to set apart, to come away, okay, to spend time with Jesus, build our spiritual life, build our devotional life. Well, with that, Lord, help us to focus that we need to select a place, we need to specify a time and a simple plan, Lord, that to make to invest, Lord, in our own spiritual life. I commit all of us into your hands, Father, that we grow strong, okay, even as we are called, okay, to serve you, to honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Shall we give the Lord a big hand? Okay. All right. Happy Easter.